Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
The highlight of this bank holiday weekend for a lot of people is happening at 5 o'clock today in the Aviva, when either Ireland or France will be crowned 2023 Guinness Six Nations champions today. Jackie Hurley is presenter of Live Six Nations Rugby and she joins me now. Good morning, Jackie.
Morning, Brendan. How are you?
Good. You couldn't write the script for this today,
could
you?
It's amazing, isn't it? Do you know what? After the week we've had with the success in Cheltenham, Patrick's Day, the celebration that we had yesterday, to have it all at home for the first time in Dublin for Ireland to have the chance to win a Grand Slam. It's just as you say, the script is perfectly written. Now they just need to go and do it. So no pressure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've been very confident from the beginning. In fairness, you've been guiding us through the journey
to
here.
And
your confidence was never rattled. Rattled a bit last week?
Yeah, maybe? For sure. I think a lot of people got nervous in Murrayfield last weekend. I think that this team have given us confidence. That's been the great thing about watching them. And it all exudes from Andy Farrell. He's an incredibly likeable character, isn't he? And I think just the sense of having an Englishman in charge of Ireland today and his son is playing and, you know, just some of the stuff around the family dynamic that they must be going through this weekend, spare a thought for them. But there's a reason to feel confident in this Irish team because of the adversity that they've overcome. Even last weekend, just having to play with Cian Healy playing hooker, Josh van der Fleer throwing into the line-out. I just don't know in a previous capacity would an Irish team have thrived in such an environment, and they just look like they're really, really happy. They're really enjoying themselves and I think they're going to get what they deserve today.
You see, we're starting to think now that they don't know how to lose, isn't it?
That's the fear, isn't it? Yeah. But like, listen, Irish people in our nature are not very comfortable being the front runner and, you know, the one with the heavy favourites tag, and we're just not comfortable with that. The one thing that Andy Farrell has said from the start is, why not? Why not embrace it? You know, yesterday they had their captain's run at the Aviva and he invited all their families to come down, which wouldn't be the norm. And he just said, look, I want your families to really appreciate this as well, because this doesn't happen all the time, but we need to embrace it. We need to enjoy it. And I think as Irish people, maybe we were previously uncomfortable with that, but definitely you get a sense from them that they've appreciated that as well.
No, I think Johnny Sexton himself is trying to keep this out of his head, but it is a big day for him, isn't it? His last Six Nations.
Yeah, and look, remember when Brian O'Driscoll retired a couple of years ago? There was blimps in the air and all of this kind of stuff. Johnny Sexton does not want any of that today. You know, in fact, like, he was laughing, saying it was the furthest thing on his mind. You know, the blimp was vetoed and all that very early on, because look, he still has a World Cup to play later in this year. He still wants to lead Leinster to a European Championship title as well. And I think Johnny Sexton is well aware of what's on the line today, passing Ronan O'Gara's record and what that would mean. Maybe he'll say it doesn't mean anything to him today, but when he does retire at the end of the year, I'm sure it'll be nice to be remembered as Ireland's greatest ever point scorer in the Six Nations. But look, I think Johnny Sexton is smart enough to know that leading Ireland to a Grand Slam is one piece of an enormous jigsaw puzzle that he still has to get through this year, and he doesn't want to get too emotional about just one thing, but it would be really magic for him to do it as well, to finish it off in style in Dublin, and for him to get the send-off that I think he deserves as well for what he's come through has been magnificent.
Yeah. Okay, so what time and where will you start your coverage
today,
Jackie?
So we are on air from 12. We've got the big one, Scotland-Italy today, so we'll spend very little time talking about that and a lot of time talking about Ireland. And then obviously Wales and France in the middle of the day, and then Ireland, it all starts 5 o'clock later on. It'll be live on RTE Radio here as well. You can get Corky going to level 100 later on with Donal Lenihan if you want to enjoy that in the car. But I think it's going to be a special day, and I think for us Irish people this weekend, I think it's just going to be magic at the Aviva Stadium. So I will be legging it straight out the door the minute we get off the air to go down to the Aviva to enjoy it as well.
Well, Jackie, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule today.
Thanks,
as always, we'll take a break.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.